From NPR News, this is Adam Lieberg reporting. It emerges from the water slowly but deliberately, standing around 4 feet tall, nearly level with my shoulders. Murky water drips from its dark, hairy body, which is almost completely obscured by soggy, decomposing plant matter from the riverbed. It stares at us and emits a bestial snort which reverberates in the forest surrounding us. What primeval monster stands before us? It shakes off the vegetation, revealing a horse-like face with a long snout similar to an elephant's. My party relaxes. It is no ferocious behemoth, but rather a docile Baird's tapir. The tropical forests of South America span over thousands and thousands of miles and remain one of the most mysterious and vibrant geological regions remaining on the planet. It is easy to be fearful of the tropics for this reason. Here there are bugs the size of birds, frogs the size of bugs, fish the size of dolphins, and mammals of all different sizes. The largest of the land mammals is the tapir. Indeed, it is the sole megafaunal element remaining in South America. This makes the role of the tapir in the maintenance of the tropical forests extremely important. Jose Fragoso, a biologist who has worked extensively with tapirs in the neotropics, argues that the tapir is essential to the spreading of certain seed species throughout the tropical forest. We'll hear from him now.
As the last of the Pleistocene megafauna of the region, tapirs may have particular importance as dispersers of large seeds and generators of unique seed dispersion patterns. The occasional dispersal of a few seeds in wetlands may lead to the colonization of new areas.
However, the tapir faces a problem that is unfortunately affecting organisms in the South American rainforests more and more: loss of habitat. In our modern world, resource-rich environments like the tropical forest are eyed more and more greedily by corporations and governments seeking to profit, as well as by people seeking to expand into the interior of South America, looking for a better life. There are three species of tapir in Central and South America, and all are currently threatened due to loss of habitat and overhunting. These creatures are extremely important for the maintenance of their environment, and they also provide an important source of protein to the indigenous and colonizing people that make their homes in the Amazonian interior. One must hope that the efforts being made to save them are successful, or else the entire tropical forest ecosystem in South America may suffer for it. This is Adam Lieberg, and All Things Considered.